time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Aubrey Bloom, joined by David Campbell. It's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Dave, what are the youth doing out there?
Well, doing a little bit of everything. We wrapped up some of the tennis today. I actually finished up with a Grand Slam tournament. Did want to talk today about softball, though. Enrique Luna from the Bryan Lady Vikings, the head coach of the Bryan Lady Vikings, has joined us. And Coach, I know you've been kind of busy this summer. You always are every summer. You've been working camps, I'll bet, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been at UT in Austin the past couple of weeks working camp there, and I've been doing some work for Dallas ASA working tournaments as a tournament director. So busy time.
All right, on and off wherever I've gone. I was off for a week, but everywhere I went, it's been raining. So did you get a lot of that while you guys were doing camps?
Well, we were very fortunate. We kind of missed it. It did the old Brian Bowl around us in Austin the other day. We were at the Dish using their turf field, and it kind of just went around us. We got a little bit of rain, but we were able to get all our camps done, so that was good.
What do you get out of that? I think we've talked about this before. I mean, what are the benefits for you personally to be involved in a camp like that?
You know, it started when they were recruiting Crystal Sands when she went to play for them back about 12 years ago, and Coach Clark and I got to be really good friends, and she invited me. And, you know, it's just a little different. You know, it's fun to get away from the Bryan College Station area and see what other kids are all about. You know, we get kids from all over the state in Austin, and so it's fun. I mean, it's fun to be able to give knowledge to the kids, and it's fun to be able to see some of the kids continue to grow up, kind of the same thing as our camp, and we get some of the same kids at UT and seeing them continue to progress and become very good players.
I want to ask you the question, because we get asked this all the time. It seems like every time I'm in Austin, I'm working, so I'm not really particularly happy about this. But this is an Aubrey kind of question, I think. So where do you go out to eat when you go to Austin, just out of curiosity?
We like to go to a lot of Mexican places, to be honest with you. When we're not in the cafeteria, you know, obviously during camp, we eat the cafeteria for free, so we try to take advantage of that. But we do like to hit up. We have some Mexican places that are kind of hole in the walls that we like to go to, that nobody knows about, and those are kind of places that we go to.
So what you're saying is you're not giving them up on the air because you don't want there to be a crowd there. Is that the whole deal? All right, okay.
They're kind of hard to find.
All right, well, will you let me know anyway when we meet in person? Because I'd just like
absolutely
to have that opportunity. All right, now, actually, we want to talk about a camp that you're holding next week. It is the 16th annual, that just kind of blew me away, 16th annual Lady Viking Softball Camp. Tell me about that. Tell me how you register and who's this for? What age kids are we talking about?
Well, age-wise, it's for kids anywhere from second grade up until our incoming freshmen. It starts at 8:30 on Monday, and we run Monday through Thursday to 11:30. Try to work around all the parents' work schedule so they can drop them off before work and pick them up during lunch. And, you know, we've been very fortunate to hold it for the 16th time, and we always have a lot of our old you know, players that are in college right now. And so it's always great to see our former players interact with these kids and for them to see some of their heroes.
I'll say this. I see some of your ex-players every now and then, and none of them look old. So they're not really your old players, are they?
No, not at all. It doesn't seem like they age. It just seems like I age. I get more gray hairs every year. But for them, no, they all look like they can still play. And most of our former players that we have are kids that are playing at the college level right now. So it's so great to see them, you know, give back to our community and be among the kids.
Well, you know, you can kind of hang around Bryan High School and the athletic department up there, and you can run into some pretty good college athletes that are just folks that are just coming back to say hello or to work out or something like that. You never know when they're going to be around, but you know for sure they'll be here next week.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Coach Rogers always has an open door for all our former players to use the facilities, and that's great for our kids. You know, to be able to, especially the kids that go to college, you know, out of town and aren't able to have something here, and it's fun to see them, you know, going out there, and it's fun for our younger kids to kind of look up, whether it's a baseball player, a football player, or a softball player, just for them to see, hey, you know, they're still going at it, even though it's the summertime, they still got to work.
All right, we're talking to Enrique Luna, who is the head coach of the Bryan Lady Vikings softball team. Coach, if they do want to sign up, now I know you can get the information on the Bryan Athletic Department website, but we're pretty close to when you're going to get started. You're going to get started on Monday. So are there any kind of things that you need to do to kind of rush this up, or is that the best way to go?
Well, we always have extra registration forms here at check-in. We try to have a late registration. Anytime 7:30, 7:45, up until we start camp, we'll have some kids that will come in right at 8:30. But, we want to welcome as many kids as possible. The more the merrier is what we always say. And we don't ever want to put a deadline. We understand that things happen, and sometimes people just decide to do it last minute. So we're always happy to get those extra kids and get them up here and get them registered.
All right, and if you want to do this, the cost for the week is $60, is that correct? And then if you got a couple of kids who are coming, you bump that down for $10 each. It's $50 each, right?
Yes, sir, $60 for the registration for the 4 days, and then, if they have two or more siblings, it's $50, or if it's just teammates, whatever works. If they want to bring a friend, we're all about the kids, so whatever we can do to get them out here and help them out.
That's great. And they get a T-shirt with that and all kinds of cool stuff, as well as really good instruction too. So I think that's a really positive thing. And like I said, you've been doing it 16 years. You ought to have it figured out by now, right?
Oh yeah, it runs really smooth. I mean, my job is just try to get our workers paid and get all the kids signed up, make sure I have the right T-shirt, and get that ordered. But our staff, our assistants, and our kids, our former players that work, they work so hard at it, and they do a great job, and those kids love it. We have a day where they get to slide on the mat, and we put the water out there, and our counselors are right there showing them how to slide on there, so that's always fun to have that day.
Aubrey and I'll be by for a little slip and slide action if that's what you got to get working, because we'd be pretty good at that. We might have a hard time stopping, but we could do the other part.
You guys are welcome to it. I know my daughter always looks forward to that day, so y'all can jump right in there with her.
All right, let's because you work so many camps, and of course, and because you invite everybody in the state basically to your preseason tournament, is there anybody in the state you don't know that's involved in softball? I can't imagine there are many out there you haven't come across one way or another.
Well, that's always the great thing about being in this sport is that, we all get along, and it's so great to meet new people. And we, like next year with our 64 teams, I believe we're bringing in 15 new teams that are coming in. So that's exciting, to bring in some more competition and just give everybody a little bit of taste of our BCS area. But I'm sure there's some people still out there I got to meet. I always look forward to meeting new people. That's always exciting.
Well, and you can meet them in restaurants around here when you bring people in, because, boy, you guys fill all the restaurants up as well as every softball field in town, I think. My goodness, there are a lot of people that come in when you host that tournament. But let me get a little bit off that and sort of be on the same thing, because I know they took games away during from you guys and from a lot of other sports as a cost-saving measure. Now I'm hearing you might get those games back. What do you hear about that?
I heard that would be fantastic for us, because we had to make a decision whether we gave up our non-district games or we went to tournaments. And for us in the softball community, it to me, it makes more sense to take the five or six games that you're going to get in the tournament instead of the three non-district games.
Right.
But if we could get them back, that would be fantastic. Last year, for instance, we played in our tournament and then we got right into district. So, the more games we could possibly play, and, there's some Fridays that, you remember, our schedule was crazy, Tuesday, 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 Tuesday.
Right.
It's always nice to have that non-district game on Friday to stay in that routine of Tuesday, Friday. So I hope so. I guess we'll find out here soon, and hopefully when we get to the TGCA clinic in Austin in July, they'll have some good news for us.
Yeah, and that's something, and it had to do with what the legislature did, and I know it's, without getting into a whole lot of detail about it, it looks like the UL is looking at the possibility of adding those games back in. And I know we're not only talking about softball here, but it does seem to have an effect on the spring sports in a big way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're fortunate right now that we're in the district that we're in with 8 teams, but, who knows in the next realignment if we're in a 9 or a 10-team district, and if it's like that, then we definitely get no non-district games, and then we lose a tournament, so that's really hurting our kids, if they put the cap on our games that way. So hopefully hopefully they think about it. And I mean, I never was in favor of it, but I don't get a vote, so I hopefully they've gotten enough grief from the big, especially the big schools that are unfortunately have 9-10 teams in their district and are forced to not be able to play in as many tournaments as some of us.
Enrique Luna, you also coach football. It looks like, and this sort of tangentially affects softball, but looks like there was some talk about dividing 5A and 6A into Division 1, Division 2, kind of like they're doing through 1 through 4A for football only, and that would have messed up these schedules. We were just talking about it with all the local teams locally. It probably wouldn't have messed you up in softball, but it just seems odd if you've been around 6A and 5A that you might have had a different schedule from what the football schedule would have been, and that's what it would be if they'd done that. But that looks like that's not going to happen. We've probably got another couple of years before anything like that could change. I know I breathe a sigh of relief when they kind of do things that seem to make more sense to me.
Right, exactly, absolutely. You know, I know it's all about, you know, the trying to limit the expenses and all that. But you know, you look at, unfortunately, the schedule that Navasota had in football. I mean, that was brutal for those kids to have to travel so much, and so hopefully that they really look into that whole Division One, Division Two. I know it didn't affect us, you know, right now, but I just wasn't a very big fan of it. To me, sometimes for fans, I think it gets confusing. You don't really get the feel of it, of the district rivalries the way you should.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Tell me about softball this season. We didn't have a team go to state. We didn't have anybody make a big, long playoff run. Is it a downtime in Brazos Valley for softball? I mean, are we in a mode where we need to kind of rebuild things around here? Are you still there, Coach?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. Can
you hear me?
Yes, sir. I think we got some very good young players here in the community. You know, we've lost some big seniors if you look at what everybody has lost. And, you know, for our four schools here locally, you know, it takes time to redevelop your program with four schools, you know, with these kids going here and going there. But hopefully we can. I mean, I know our region itself was very tough, you know, and it's going to be tough again next year. You know, Ridge Point made it out of our region, and Coach McClanahan there is a very good friend, and they're going to be loaded again next year, and so is Santa Fe, and so is Magnolia West, and so is Willis in our district. So it's for us in our region, it's tough, and the only way we can continue to compete is if our kids continue to do what they do, and that's, you know, playing in the summertime and playing in the fall. I know it takes a lot of time and effort and money for parents, but that's the way we can compete with those schools out of the Houston area. They have so many options down there.
I know we're a long way from softball season getting started, but you know, you didn't graduate a lot of seniors off this team. You got a lot of people coming back.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. You know, we reloaded for a year with what I say young players, with a bunch of juniors and sophomores, and you know, just by our letterman itself, we returned 20 underclassmen. So
wow.
You know,
some people don't take 20 to a game. I mean, I get there and people look at your roster and say, is this legit? Is this everybody on their team, or do they just add names on there? I mean, that's what people have actually asked me that question.
Well, the good thing, I mean, you know, you got to see it a couple games, is we were able to run a bunch of kids out there, and so it is our roster. You know, they're all a part of it, and when we got our trophy after the season, you know, all got to see their names on it, so they were all excited about that, and that's what we talked about, is it, you know, it doesn't matter whether you get one at bat or you run one time, everybody's a part of this, and if your role that night is to cheer, then that's your role, but everybody's a champion, and so so you know, we're excited about what's ahead. You know, we got some big shoes to fill, obviously, with Rachel, the job that she did.
Rachel Allman.
Sir. She did a great job for us this year, but we got some good pitching coming back. You know, Lauren Galvan, she'll be a senior, and she's kind of our secret weapon. I mean, not a big secret, but you know, nobody got to see her in district, and that's what we talked about. Hey, you're doing a great job for us at second base. Now you need to be ready to help Brianna, and we got some young pitchers that can jump in there too. So it's going to be exciting. I'm very excited about our senior class, and we're looking forward to next season, because we were invited to the big tournament in Arizona again. So we're we're hoping to go out there again next year.
Well, that's always been a big – you guys have done it, I know, at least a couple of times in the past. How many times have you guys been out there?
We were able to go in twice, in 02, the year one state, we finished second out there, and then in 07, we went out there. And so it's been almost 10 years since we've been there, and they and I knew this was going to be a big senior class, and I kind of put the plug into them, and they invited us, and so we're excited about the possibility of going out there and competing against some very good teams from the West Coast.
There's a good chance that Richard Kroom will want to go with you to cover those because he wants to hit every golf course along the way, and I would volunteer, but Rich will get the job. I mean, trust me, that's the way it's going to work out. But if you want to be one of those young kids who may be playing for the Bryan Lady Vikings one of these days, the 16th annual Lady Vikings softball camp might be a good thing to go to next week. Coach, once again, what time do you get started next week?
We'll get started at 8:30 on Monday, and parents are free to come in any time before then. We'll be here as early as 7 to set things up, and we'd love to have any of our kids from our surrounding communities, Bryan, College Station, Franklin, Caldwell. It doesn't matter. As long as they're getting some extra work in softball, that's always great to see those kids.
All right, and if you show up Monday and want to pay for it then, that's probably okay, right?
That's perfect. Yes, sir. We'll get them registered, and we'll get them set up.
All right, that's Enrique Luna, the head softball coach of the Bryan Lady Vikings. And we'll be talking to Enrique during football season because he bails me out on all kinds of information during football season. So,
hey, thanks again for having me, Coach. We appreciate you guys. Thank you all.
There you go. Lots of good stuff there. That was today's high school report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. Let's go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news and get you set for the weekend. This is Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.